The AccuWeather forecast calling for increasing cloudiness, snow coming in as the day goes on. We'll have a high today of about 32, could see accumulation by tonight. Motorists on southbound I-94 coming across some dark smoke from a vehicle on fire along the off-ramp at Highway KR about 8:30 or so this morning. Van became fully engulfed, occupants safely out with law enforcement, however. Residents of southeast Wisconsin should know by tomorrow if President Donald Trump has chosen former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Diane Sykes to replace the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. The 59-year-old Sykes was confirmed to the Seventh Circuit Court back in 2004, reportedly had been on President George H.W. Bush's Supreme Court shortlist if a vacancy had emerged in the last couple of years of his second term. The Mount Pleasant Village Board's got a special meeting this afternoon in the campus auditorium. The sole agenda item is the Community Development Director position. There's been quite a bit of closed-door discussion about that to this point. It could be the board is now getting ready to finally approve someone for the job. Today's meeting to begin with public comment in general, and then the board will have a closed session on the director's position. The agenda calls for a reconvening to an open session to consider any motions made from the closed meeting. The job opening up when Logan Martin resigned to join S.C. Johnson. Sam Schultz has been serving as the interim director. The process of determining what should happen to the Horlick Dam in Racine is going to continue tonight. There is a public meeting at the Isgrove Office Building on Highway 20 west of the interstate. The DNR has ordered Racine County, which owns the dam, to make modifications to allow it to handle the effects of the so-called 100-year storm. Julie Anderson, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, said that the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission has recommended that the dam be removed.
Now, Racine County has not come to any conclusions yet. We're just sharing with you that from an environmental consideration and some of the engineering effects that they've looked at, that is what they are recommending.
Tonight's meeting to be held in the auditorium of the Isgrove Building. That'll begin at 6:30. Taxpayers in the Yorkville Elementary School District have a chance to attend a couple of informational meetings about an April 4th referendum that would exceed the state-imposed revenue limits by about $500,000 on a recurring basis. District officials say it would result in a tax rate increase of $1.05 per thousand of assessed valuation to help deal with an operational deficit. The informational meetings have been scheduled in the school's cafeteria 7 p.m. on February 15th and 6 p.m. on March the 23rd. Nearly 2 years into the job, Kenosha native James Hawkins' top concerns as commander of Naval Station Great Lakes, the Navy's only boot camp, remains the security of the 1,600-acre site in North Chicago.
Prior to 9/11, the base, most naval installations were a lot more open than they are now. Mm-hmm. And I talked to folks in the community, and they're like, hey, I used to be able to get on base, and I can't, you know. I'm sorry, but what's gone on with the world, where we are, we just need to maintain the security levels that we have. We exercise fairly regularly.
Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Captain Hawkins noted Great Lakes will be participating in a security drill this week, along with all other naval installations. He's a 1987 graduate of St. Joe's High School. When the Racine County Board voted several weeks ago to sell the Ridgewood Care Center to Villa Healthcare of Illinois, it started the formal process of negotiation. That has been continuing. It's going to be the focus of an update to the Executive Committee at the Isgrove Office Complex. The group will have a closed session at 5 p.m. in the conference room behind the county board chambers. That update to come from Corporation Counsel John Lehman. There is not going to be an open session afterward to indicate where those negotiations stand. The meeting on Ridgewood preceding a formal briefing to the public, including county board members, on the future of the Horlick Dam. That is at 6:30 tonight in the main auditorium. The City of Racine Health Department operates with a whole lot of money through the state and federal governments. It's that time of year when the government acceptance process is taking place. Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox explaining some of them to the Finance and Personnel Committee, like just over $11,000 from the state for preventive health and health services documentation. There is also $102,700 from the state for the Well Woman program.
An annual contract. Again, the Well Woman program is for those individuals that are not covered under insurance opportunities or options for breast and cervical cancer screening.
And there's $110,700, she said, from the state for three programs that help children.
We have $36,000 and some change for immunizations, $27,000 and some change for childhood lead, and $46,000 and some change for maternal child health care. Again, all three services that we have been funded repeatedly because of our performance, as well as for the need and the necessity within the community.
Just one funding initiative requires a local contribution. In this instance, what's called a soft match that qualifies as facilities and computer costs along with staffing. The Bell Urban System buses in Racine carried fewer riders last year than the previous year. There is some new branding and marketing this year directed toward trying to raise some of those numbers. The Transit and Parking Commission recently heard from Bus General Manager Willie McDonald. He said ridership last year was down 7.3%, corresponding revenue off by 6.1%. Paratransit service declined 8.2%, and that revenue was off by 14.6%.
On the fare bucks, we were down 3%. On the day passes, we were up 91%. But that's not fare bucks. That's buying day passes from entities that sell our passes, outlets. Tickets, we're down 7%, and then regular passes. Tickets are the 10-ride tickets, and regular passes are 30-day and reduced and 30-day regular pass. We're down on all those sales.
He said overtime costs were down 40% for the year. The number of collisions fell by 30%. December overtime went up by 58% because of Sundays being the holidays and language in the driver's union contract that said they had to get paid. It's going to be Racine County and the City of Burlington continuing discussions about a shared government facility that would replace the aging Joint Services Building on Main Street, armed with a facilities study now and different options. Factoring into a timetable for Burlington officials, the fact that the county wants to take down the existing building in early 2018, which is also home to the City Senior Center. County Executive Chief of Staff M.T. Boyle has already stated that the county is committed to that spot and that the new county building will go forward regardless of what Burlington decides. It could be, though, even including the temporary relocation of the Senior Center to another available building. Mayor Jeannie Hefty indicating there's no time frame at this point for making a decision, the Burlington Area School District deciding not to join in the planning process. The Racine Unified School District has a lot of paperwork that takes up a lot of space, and while most of it has to be kept for different reasons, there is a continued movement with administration to spend the money and electronically store those documents dating back years. The district's technology guru is Tim Peltz. He talked to the school board recently about the $500,000 figure they keep seeing. He says it's all about time and labor.
The vast majority is staff having outsourced time. People coming here and going through every single piece of paper and scanning it into a system. So it's labor.
He noted not every single document will be kept, but most have to be retained. Others, he said, could be expendable.
And it's really going to come down to what we really want to keep. There's going to be some physical paper assets that we're going to have to make some tough decisions on we want to keep or if we want to dispose of.
Superintendent Lolly Haas noted that while it's a budget priority going forward, the $500,000 for digital record keeping, that's just a rough estimate at this point. Racine County's Workforce Solutions going to be taking its services on the road. We'll be at the Lakeside COP House in Mount Pleasant February 7th. The county's Human Services Department will also have staff on hand that day from 4 until 6:30 p.m. Workforce Solutions to offer a presentation for job seekers about the services available from their department. Human Services staffers to also present an overview of the various programs, services, and benefits they provide. Just a reminder to City of Racine pet owners, you have until the end of business tomorrow to purchase a license for your animal or animals and avoid the late fee. You can get them through the Environmental Health Division in the basement of City Hall. You can also get licenses at the Racine campus of the Wisconsin Humane Society on Chicory Road. And Kenosha County officials still looking into it while Milwaukee County's going into year number 4 of the Traveling Beer Garden. Tomorrow afternoon, County Executive Chris Abley to be unveiling the schedule for this summer at the Sprecher Brewing Company. It all begins May the 17th. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.